Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store. Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
For the Brian Cash Claus Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
This is a radio spot for my good friends right here. Trusted friends, Sharon Ficchioni. Did I say that right?
It's Ficchioni.
Ficchioni. So this is Ray Rao. He's my trusted friend from The Whisper. Now tell me exactly what The Whisper is, like how it's named.
The Lone Whisperer.
The Lone
Whisperer. Come to me because of my years of being told, you're a great listener. And that's so key today in the market where people feel that mortgage people in real estate are using a separate language that they don't understand. So I break it down. I don't use any acronyms. I use exactly how it's written. So I don't do DTI. I say debt to income.
All right. So, hey, as a real estate agent of many years, I have run into a question with my clients. What is a mortgage broker versus a loan officer?
So with a mortgage broker, in layman's terms again, I don't have any walls. I'm not dictated by a board of trustees on cherry-picking loans that would be sold in the second market easier than others. I produce purchase mortgages for the public, and I have a record of 2 years of no turndown. So I can do commercial, I can do residential. I can do, of course, VA, FHA, and conventional. That's what my advantage is. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer to a board of trustees.
So because you are the Lone Whisperer, because you listen and you like to put information into layman terms, This is awesome for especially first-time home buyers, and you're a veterans advocate. So could you explain more about how you help veterans and first-time home buyers and people who need help with loans? Can you explain those types of loans you work on?
Sure, Sharon. Thank you. One of the nicest things is when I deal with first-time homebuyers, I realize the anxiety and the fear. They're dealing with what they think is a large corporation that is engineered just to make money. And what I do is I slow it down. I ask them, what exactly are they looking for, would like to do? What are your goals? Let's talk about them in the front end of this. Mm-hmm. And then I can build that purchase mortgage that they feel comfortable with. They can go to bed at night and say, I feel like I've been served.
That's awesome. And so in order for buyers to reach you and to understand all about loans and how they can get qualified today, do you have a mobile app that people can use?
Sure. Absolutely. ApplyRay.com.
Great. Could you say that one more time, please?
ApplyRay.com.
Wonderful. So right now, anybody, if they do get a loan that doesn't meet qualifications, you can help them build their credit profile, and you do what you call a credit simulator. Could you explain that, please?
So you have three scores. So in each score, you get what it could be to raise that particular score. So what I do is I take the information from the three reporting agencies, and I raise your score by showing you in different areas what, if you pay this down to this, what we can raise your score to, what we can also do about the other scores to raise them, so we can get you a better qualifying score and a better interest rate.
And the name of the company is Phoenix Loan Solutions?
That's correct. Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc.
And that phone number is yours?
That phone number is directly to me, right here to the cell phone sitting on the table.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
And why the big, the bad, the ugly song? Why do you think that connects to this deal?
It's the listening. You know, I've always been fascinated by Clint Eastwood and the fact that he spends a lot of time listening and looking and hearing what people say. And I think that is so key in this business that's full of fear and anxiety of people going to rip me off. I don't understand what buy down of points are. I don't understand what LOX means, letter of explanation. I don't understand all of these acronyms. Why can't somebody just talk to me like an everyday person? And that's exactly what I go after. And that's exactly what I've had a great deal of success with, where people say, Ray, I'm so appreciate you talk to me like a regular person.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
We'd like to thank you for listening, and please reach out to Ray at Phoenix Loan Solutions Incorporated. Ray is the Senior Mortgage Loan Originator, NMLS number 1257601. Call him at 727-512-0497.
Yeah, you do have it? All right. All right, another one in the books. So we got Gary on the line. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, we were just talking about you not knowing that you were, like, on the line. Or did you know he was on the line? Or maybe he did say he was on the line. Actually, I take that back. But everybody was just saying how great you are.
Well, thank you.
So tell us what you do, Gary, with the Boy Scouts, and how you were telling me, like, what did it mean that you were the number one fundraiser? And, like, and how'd that work out? Like, how'd you become that? And like,
well, it's just because I care about kids. Right?
There you
right.
go.
And I want to see them do well, and I want to see them to have a shot at life. So that's why I'm in the program. And so, like, for right now, I'll just give you an example. Today, right now, I've got the opportunity to have 11 new youth start scouting. Thank you. It's in Dunedin.
That's great.
Anyway.
Thank you.
And So I'm trying to help them out because some of these kids are disadvantaged, right?
Yes.
They don't have the funds. So right now I'm raising $1,400, $1,500 so that all six of these kids can be sponsored.
New recruits.
Gotcha.
New recruits, right.
So you got something like this going for Christmas? Are you doing like a, you know, some kind of promotion for Christmas for the Boy Scouts or anything like that?
Well, yeah, we're trying to hit we're trying to hit a 5% increase over 2019.
Great.
Right, and we're on target for that right now.
Really? Great. That's fantastic.
Especially in these times, you know, where everyone's I'll just say it, tight with money.
So what is it you're going to do for the kids, say for the holidays, or are they going to get into sporting? Does that include uniforms or chance to register? What is raising the funds do for these 11 new recruits?
Okay, let me just tell you what it does. Okay, the money pays for their registration, pays for their insurance. So when they have the uniform on, they go to an event, they fall down and hurt themselves, they're covered by the insurance, right? The next thing is that it gets pays for all of their camping, right? Like they want to go to summer camp, like a great summer camp just down the road from you guys, Camp Sewell, 7 miles away from downtown Clearwater.
Unless you want to go, but just please stop.
And it's a beautiful camp. It's 40 acres of land. Wonderful place for the kids.
It sounds wonderful. So, I remember when I was a Weblo.
Oh, man, I haven't heard that in forever.
Yeah, that was a couple of years back. Not too many, but I was a Weblo, and I fell I hit my knee. They told me to walk it off. It's a different light today. Where
walk it off and quit whining.
Yeah, walk it off. It's uphill both ways and stand up. And so today you got to have insurance for the little kids, the little Weblos.
Can I ask you?
What's that?
Sure.
Do you ever need print? Like, it's Eric from Minuteman Presses with Ray from Lone Whisper. But do you ever need print?
Salute.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Do you ever need someone? Because he's here locally. I mean, is there any way you can throw some print jobs his way?
If you do, I'll give you a great deal, Gary.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and if any of those Weblos need a mortgage, send them my way, too. Again, you can't start early enough on a pre-approval.
Yeah,
I mean, do you do print stuff, though, like brochures and stuff, or flyers, or do you have stuff designed?
Yeah, of course you do. Like, they've got templates, right, but we need printers. You know, guys actually print the flyers.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Right? So,
there you go.
For example,
look at that.
There's 57 units in Pinellas County. And 47 of those are in northern Pinellas County. That's like from Seminole north up to the county line.
Wow.
So those are 47 units, and each one of those has got to have flyers for different activities they do, for fundraisers, for whatever.
Would we be,
that's good.
Would Eric be able to give you a bid on those flyers, like to compare to who you're spending with now?
Yeah, so I can beat him.
I'm sure you can. I'd love you to beat him.
Good. And I'd love to beat him, especially for the Boy Scouts.
Can you give Gary, I'll give him your phone number, right?
Okay.
You have a pen there?
Yeah.
Let me give you, please give him your phone number, Eric.
Yeah, let me give you my cell number even, Gary. It's 727-793-7496. The other thing's pretty cool, too.
7496.
Yes.
Okay, and then do you have an email?
I do. It's largo@minutemanpress.com.
Okay.
Other things we can do, especially for the Boy Scouts, I'm not sure if you guys do mailers, but I can mail things out pretty inexpensive, sometimes less than even 10 cents, to help out.
Yeah, well, each one of these, let me just go over something so you understand how the business works from the business angle.
Awesome.
Okay. There's 47 units. Most of those are connected to churches, right? They're sponsored by churches for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Makes sense.
So they have they're chartered in an organization from the Boy Scouts of America. In other words, they're independently chartered, each one of them. They have their own bank accounts and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Right. So when they contract with you, they're contracting from their organization, like let's say it's PAC-10. Well, PAC-10 will contract with you for the job, right?
Okay.
And then they pay you from their account. They independently fundraise and put money in their account, and then they use that for promotional items.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Makes perfect sense.
Okay, so then there's like I said, there's 47 of them in Northern Pinellas County.
That's awesome.
So it represents, I think we're up to about 1,100 right now. 1,100 youth and about 800 parents.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so that's somewhat of a field, you know what
okay.
I mean?
Yep, no, it gives me a good outlook on what you're talking. Yep, what you're bringing up. Okay.
Yeah, so then email Gary him like what you want and then see what price he can give you.
Yes.
Sounds good, I'll do that.
Awesome. Appreciate that.
Wow. See that? And then also now let's do mortgages. Do you need it? You're buying a house soon, Gary?
No.
No.
I have people that do buy houses.
So plan B, do you know anybody, family, friends? You know, one of the greatest assets sometimes of having somebody in your family or in your circle is somebody that does.
I'll ask you for you.
Okay. Let me just go over something with you right now. You can send a thank you note to the governor of California. Because I'm getting a lot of people moving into Florida right now.
Yes.
And they're all looking for housing.
Yep. So you have my information?
Yeah, give me your information.
Sure. It's 727-512-0497.
0497.
Yeah. My name is Ray Rau. R-A-Y-R-A-U.
I know your last name.
R-A-U. They call me the Lone Whisperer.
Okay, good. R-A-U.
Yep, Ray Rau. Just Google it, and I should come up second or third.
Right, and if anybody would have contact for new people moving in the area with families.
Yeah, I got the demographics on that, and you're right about California.
Yeah, big time.
A lot of states have moving to Florida.
That's
can't blame them.
I got people ask me every day about housing.
Oh, my God. Well, you got information now. Boom. You can help them. Just send them my contact
Ray,
information.
Ray, give me your email.
Sure.
Ray, give me your email.
r.rau@.
Okay, what is it now? First word?
R, my initial.
R.
Dot R-A-U.
Yeah.
At apply Phoenix, P-H-O-E-I-N-E-X-N-I-X.
P-O.
phoenix.com applyphoenix.com
p-o-n-p-h-h
phoenix like the state spelt just like the state.
Okay, humor me, spell it.
It's r.rau@applyphoenix phoenix.com.
Yeah, it started out easy. I was like, it's going to be an easy one. It went,
yeah, it got in the, you know, we went off the road there for a second, and I had to switch it into four-wheel drive for you, Gary.
Okay, good. So here's the deal, guys. What we've got is we've got a bunch of kids that I'm trying to sponsor before the end of the month, which is like the 30th. So I got to come up with $1,475. And if you know anybody that wants to help out the Scouts, it's a tax-deductible donation, okay? And I'm going to give you my email, and they can contact me. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, you just send them emails.
Yeah, and we'll get it.
Right. Then they'll get it because you have their emails. But give us your email for our audience that would like to donate.
Okay, so it's Gary, G-E-A-R-Y. It's an unusual spelling. It's Irish, right? G-E-A-R-Y. The letter T at clearviews. That's like if you see something clearly, clearviews, plural, .org.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Hey, Gary, real quick, a couple things I can do. I got over, I say, 85,000 people I connect with on Facebook. If you send me a flyer, email me a flyer or something, I will blast that out to them for this cause. And I got about 4,000 people in my database. I will put that out to my customers.
Your name is what?
My name's Eric with Minuteman Press Printing, Largo.
Eric, what's your last name?
Korhonen. Korhonen.
N-E-N.
You got it.
Like November, Echo, November.
You got it. Finlander.
Military. I love when the military does that, yeah, too. I do. I really do. Yeah. Charlie. C is in Charlie. Yeah. B is in Bravo.
Whiskey Tango.
The way they do it, too. They do it like we're...
Yeah. And that's why I say...
You should have said Phoenix that way. Phoenix is in police. H is in helicopter.
Yeah, but working with Ray, I like that little whisper part because he's not really a whisper. He's more of a hustler, I'd say, which is a good thing because we're working through him. He's working on a mortgage for us.
Yep.
And he's honest, and it's awesome because, you know, we're busy working, and people, you know, tend to push things off, but he's staying on us. He's moving it, and a lot of people don't do that. So that's what I like about Ray. So
thank you.
I do appreciate that.
I give them the nudge because, you know, I owned 11 rentals downtown St. Pete for 20 years, and I had to go through a mortgage lender myself, and he had a way of just nudging me, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, give me a little phone call, leave a voicemail, 5 o'clock, he'd say, don't forget, right, I need that today, this is for you, I'm working for you, and he kept reminding me that I, you know, that he was working for me, but to give me some urgency so that we could get this done, and I appreciate those little nudges, too. Thank you, Eric.
No, appreciate it.
Yeah, that is good, and then Eric, thank you, too, for doing business with my friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, right across the table.
Because the whole purpose, to cut to the chase, is you got to have other. I know this sounds corny.
It's all about networking, and hopefully me and Gary can help each other.
But also purpose, too. Like, what is the definition of the
saving
word?
Money.
Well,
building relationships.
Yeah.
Okay, but I got a corny one for you.
Oh, no.
Is when you have more fun in life.
What,
right,
about that drill bit?
Why do people buy drill bits, Brian?
Do you want me to go with that one?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Put the classic in there.
Okay. No, but I'm just going to say, when you have more fun in life, right, and you enjoy life, when you stop trying to get what you want and you help other people get what they want, right, that's purpose. Like, I really, like, I care about Eric. I just said to him on the side, I put the mic to the side, I don't know, it just came in my heart to say to him, thank you.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even know he was doing the deal with Ray here from the mortgage. Right. But that's what, by you doing that, now Ray thinks good of me because I connected you with Ray.
It's a full circle.
It's a full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle. That's networking.
And some people, networking 101.
And right, some people get it and some don't. I was out networking today and I was at a place where seniors helping seniors type thing, you know? And they do it where... they don't over try to sell the senior because everyone's always trying to take them for granted. Okay, right, let's just call it what it is. And they're always trying to, you know, back it off. And they help seniors, mm-hmm, senior living, basically, you know, whether it's 6 hours a week or six, mm-hmm, hours a day. And they're just very sincere and very about helping. And what comes around goes around, like you were saying earlier, just, you know. Yeah,
the publisher of the Senior Voice, which I've never talked to him before, it's a publication that goes out to seniors. I was on the phone with him today. And then we're like colleagues. Like, you talk to other people in the mortgage industry, realtors and all, sure, that. You guys have your own language. You have printers.
Well,
right?
My job is to make that language our language so we, right, all understand it.
Yeah. But I was on the phone with him today. And you know what I asked him? I said, you know, with the print medias and all that, like, I have a rack up at Bell's Outlet where there used to be like 7 racks there, right? Now it brings a tear to my eye. I know that sounds, don't be manly, don't do that. But you know whose only rack is now in front of Bell's Outlet? Mine.
Was there a rack shortage, Brian? Is that what it was?
No.
Manufacture of racks?
What's happening with print media, right? So, like, Tammy,
I thought that was funny.
What I was saying to Tammy was, why is our response going up? And you know what I think it is? We're the only one out there.
Well, you're right.
And they like you,
because Mike from Cricketers asked me that question.
Yeah, no, you're right.
He goes, you know what? Your response has increased tremendously. Hmm. Right? Tremendously. We've gotten more coupons than ever before. Well, I think it's because we're the only coupon
book out
there.
Stronger going to survive, man.
Savers Digest went out of business.
I totally, yeah.
No. So now our response has gone up because we're the only game in town,
right? And I put your booklets over it. You know, the everybody knows Christina's restaurant on 19. I put your booklets out there too.
There you go. So no, spreads the wealth. You know what I mean? That's for sure.
Yeah, share. Yeah, we're all connected.
Okay, Anthony.
Anthony, get Anthony on.
I got to get Chuck on. Can you interview him real quick? Like, anyhow, did you play his 5-minute commercial earlier? So we got that, right? So let's.
Do you want to get Anthony on, though? Or?
Yeah, I want to get Anthony on because he wants to talk with Chuck.
Oh, okay.
So can you just do your spiel? No, talk for a little bit.
Oh, my spiel. My spiel is.
Yeah, tell me your spiel.
It's more than simple. It's. That's right. Get those Weblos and those Tenderfoots pre-approved, right, Tommy?
That's a good one, though. I haven't.
Get them marched in there, single file, give them a pen.
Let me ask you one question.
An eraser.
I got a question.
Sure.
How long does it take? And I know we're working through the mortgage process right now, but and it's probably, I guess, not an average because you run into these roadblocks, those roadblocks. It looks like you mow them down pretty good. That's just my opinion. How long is it? You know, start to finish if it's a smooth process.
And are we talking about a pre-approval or purchasing a house?
Both. That's a great question. Yeah,
because there's two different questions there. So okay. The pre-approval process is something you want to do way before you start looking for a home. Because, you know, as you see with your credit interest and payroll interest and shopping and getting the best deal on interest rate and also figuring out what's going on with your income, bank statements. Some of that takes a little bit of time. Like some of my clients, they have password protected payroll through ADP, and it's like it adds another layer or another barrier to entry to smoothly getting just what you would say, okay, I make $4,000 a month. But, well, you have to prove that. Well, how do I get in there? Now I have to have a code release so I can see your payroll. So some of these pre-approval processes can take up to 30 days.
That's not too bad. Cause I'm thinking my boy's 24. He's going to be
looking for a
house.
If they don't have credit issues, it's usually less than 30 days for straight ahead pre-approval. If they don't have any issues with income or they're in the process of selling a home or doing something like that and they have to get that documented. But about 30 days. Now, the contract, the other question, two-part question you had with the pre-approval process with a contract, I've been able to close them as fast as 22 days with a contract.
Oh, wow. That's good to know.
And those are ideal conditions. You know, I'm a broker, so I don't have any walls. So I find a lender who's going to meet your particular criteria, who I predispose everything to them, and I say, well, they got this, this, and this. Can you handle that? I have conversations with them. And so if there's any roadblocks, before I engage them, I actually find out if they can do it or not. And I'll shop it to find out who's the smoothest. And once they say yes, I've done them as fast as 22 days with a contract. Okay. But again, Eric, it's a good question because it's multi-layered. So you have the time schedules of waiting on appraisers, inspections, title company. Those are all outside of a lender's time frames.
Okay.
So you're at their schedule.
So everything's got to be timed.
So everybody says, the mortgage is taking so long. Well, maybe I'm waiting on the inspections. Maybe I'm waiting on the appraiser. Maybe I'm waiting on the title company to balance. So there's a lot of variables in there that are way outside the actual construct of the mortgage.
Okay. That's nice to know. That's a big puzzle.
Yeah. You can see he's very knowledgeable. And you know what, too? I mean, I know business is business, but I like to do business with people I like.
Sure.
Right?
Yes,
that make me feel good, right? And don't stress me out.
Yeah.
Right? Who wants to do business with someone that stresses them out, even if you make money?
God, no.
Right? So what you did there, Eric, was great. He's very knowledgeable in the mortgage industry. So you got the greatest guy. One thing I tell people, and you only hear this from old people, but you can't buy experience.
No.
Yeah.
Right. No. Nope. So and Ray has it. Anyhow,
Thank you.
Need a mortgage, Chuck?
Not yet.
You need a mortgage? Chuck.
How you doing?
I paid my mortgage off.
This is it.
All right.
Zed from Beacon Beacon Windows.
Hey, Ray.
Yay.
Yes. Okay, so Beacon Windows, sit down. She's going to be hosting the show, folks. She's agreed to the terms of the contract.
They're pretty strict terms, aren't they?
Oh, I don't know about this. I'm going to have to keep this business on a roll. Can I keep you on track, Chuck?
Absolutely.
Real quick, though. Can you do the commercial there for the...
Sure. Yeah, you let me know when you want me to go.
Now.
On your mark, set, go!
Grand opening, Whittle Chocolate Factory. All things dipped in chocolate. Cocoa Bombs, Smashables, and my favorite, because I'm from Ohio, Buckeyes. They're located at 31031 U.S. Highway 19 North, Clearwater. Please call them at 727-637-3395 and get some chocolate while they're hot.
What was the name of that again?
It is Whittle Chocolate Factory.
Is it very big or is it very Whittle?
It is amazing.
And female owned.
Of course,
and
it's chocolate.
Owned by a female.
And I think she has five kids and she's trying to get this business going.
And she
going.
Started well, out of her living room.
She dipped every one of them in chocolate. She said you could dip everything in chocolate.
She has five children, but she's really sick right now. So she has laryngitis. Prayers. And we just want to say, get well, Anna.
Get well, Anna.
Yeah, prayers for you, Anna.
Eat that chocolate.
Take
I can
two
relate.
Tablets and call us in the morning.
Want to stop the chocolate assembly
I raised
line.
Five kids myself, so I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah, three boys and two girls. I had a full house.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, did you dip them in chocolate?
Sometimes.
Maybe it wasn't chocolate.
Yeah, right. Usually it was kind of a mud bath, right?
Yeah, in poker, you go all in when you have a full house.
All
That's
in,
right.
Full in.
All in.
Yeah. So, Chuck, tell us what you do.
I'm the general manager of the Dunedin Golf Club in Dunedin, Florida.
Also, Anthony, you there? Is Anthony there?
Yep. Anthony.
Anthony's here.
Is Anthony there?
Anthony there?
Hey, Tony.
Anthony's here.
Anthony's in the house. Actually, he's in my head.
He's the insurance guy, so if you can get him involved, because Chuck had some questions for him.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, take it away.
Anthony, how you doing, sir?
Not bad. You know, it's a little crazy, busy with, open enrollment, annual enrollment, and schools for group, but it's a busy time. And yourself?
Well, hey, I'm getting ready to turn 65, and I know you're the guy that will help me when I turn 65, right?
Perfect. Yes, I will, gladly.
There you go. Networking.
How can I get a hold of you, Anthony? Let's let everybody know who you are and where you're at.
So my name is Anthony Carpenter. I'm with Compass Health Consultant. You can call me at 727-303-9979.
Awesome. Well, I am definitely going to give you a call sooner than later because I turn 65 in a couple of weeks.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You need sooner.
Sooner, exactly.
So here's a question for you, Anthony. As people are approaching 65, what should they be doing to get ready?
Absolutely. So first things first, before they're 65, they should log into Medicare.gov or through their Social Security account and apply for their Medicare, Part A, Part B. You want to give yourself about a 6 to 8 week window before your birthday, just in case the government messes something up.
But no.
Not the fastest.
Imagine
that. That would never happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 6 to 8 weeks before, go to apply for Medicare A and B?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Anything else?
So also, the next part, once again, 6 to 8 weeks before, because you have that time period, you want to reach out to a professional. And there's a couple important things when it comes to looking at Medicare. First thing is, A, what are your prescriptions? You want to make sure that when we move to Medicare, that your prescriptions are covered without a lot of out-of-pocket costs. Secondly, your doctors. Now, I don't know about you. I prefer PPOs over HMOs.
Yeah.
So we want to give you large networks.
What does PPO stand for?
Preferred Provider Organization.
There you go. Thank you.
Hey, welcome. So then you break down what their needs are, what their medical costs are. Do they travel? Do they need specialists? Things like that. And then you get an idea what products are available for you. Then you narrow it down to the best product based to either cost and services that cover the needs of the individual. Then you select your plan and then you start.
And that's why they call you, right? Because you navigate that whole mess for them.
Absolutely. We have at Compass Health, we have an amazing team. My partner has been doing it for almost 30 years. He started in Medicare. We contract with about 180 carriers nationwide, and I personally stick with the major companies when it comes to Medicare. I'm going to tell you, United Healthcare, Aetna, Mutual Omaha, Humana, Cigna.
How about Florida Blue?
All state. Don't touch them with a 10-foot pole.
Why is that?
Because Florida Blue is not Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's okay. owned by a company called Guidewell.
Who owns Guidewell?
Guidewell owns Guidewell.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
So about 12 years ago, they were spun off. Blue Cross Blue Shield couldn't afford it. So people don't realize that all the blues are 39 independent operating per state in their own state, just like Alabama Blue, just like Missouri Blue. They're all independently operated. They pay an association fee to use the Blue Cross network. Blue Cross Blue Shield is Anthem. That's a publicly traded company. That's an amazing company.
So one of the attractions, I believe, because half a dozen of my friends have Florida Blue, one of the attractions that that I seen or heard from was that they were they had a tiered cost that was affordable for most people. That was attractive to 8 out of 10 of my friends.
Tiered cost for what?
For health insurance, sliding scale, et cetera, et cetera.
Nope. So healthcare.gov is 100% based off of your income. And it's the same with any carrier. It's set by the marketplace. So whatever your income is, it's the same discount with Oscar, Ambetter, Bright. And here's the good news. For the first time in almost 13 years, United Healthcare is back in the healthcare marketplace.
Good.
They're the only carrier that has a nationwide network.
Wow.
No other carrier has a nationwide network.
So when you say based on your income, you mean in a particular case, would it be the Social Security income?
Well, if we're talking under 65, it would be based off their works, however they get their income. If they're over 65, their Part B premium is based off their taxes two years ago. I don't know why the government does it. They just use it. And that's taken care of. But on an Advantage plan, most Advantage plans don't have a premium to it. So it all depends on the supplement you're looking at, and those premiums vary.
Big question, Anthony. Are you required to take Medicare or apply for it?
Are you required?
Yeah. Is it a you have to?
Can you opt out?
Can you opt out of Medicare? Okay, so if you're working, mm-hmm. you don't have to apply.
Okay.
Let me double check that one for you.
I have the answer.
What's your answer, Ray?
Yes, you can opt out.
Yes, if you provide your own insurance.
You're not forced. It's not forced place. Insurance is not forced place.
Okay.
Yeah, healthcare is not forced place.
Yeah.
Yes. You can opt out of it. You can opt out of it.
Okay.
Any more
now,
questions?
If you want to go back into it, you have to pay a penalty.
Right. Okay.
Right. That was just similar to the if you didn't carry insurance during that Obama administration where everybody had to be signed up for some level of health care, which was really smart because it got them to take care of their preventative, which kept them from going into the chronic, which is when you treat chronic is much more expensive.
Another falsehood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's basic math, but I agree to disagree.
Okay. So I support preventative care 100%.
Yeah, but, it makes sense.
The tax cost to it wasn't enough really to do that because the person could have an opt-out policy based on if it was more than the premium was more than 4% of the premium.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good, but it wasn't restrictive enough. It should have never been listed.
All right. Well, that's good. Hey, Anthony, have you played any golf lately? Or you been too busy?
I've been too busy. I missed the golf course.
We have to get back over to Dunedin. I know you played it a few times this year. And we'd like to have you come back.
I've seen a golf course. I love to. I have not seen a golf course. Only thing I see is my office. And client appointments.
Well, you could have a prospective client right here with Chuck.
Yeah.
Play around with him.
Networking. Exactly. We're networking, Anthony.
Well, we have another guest on the phone. Her name is Kendra. Kendra from Lash, but not least.
Hey.
Hello, Kendra.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Kendra, and what do you do?
So I am a serial entrepreneur. I own a company called Lash But Not Least, and we specialize in lash extensions, needleless lip fillers, teeth whitening, cosmetic makeup. So I tattoo eyebrows, lips. I kind of do a lot. It's like a jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, you got any questions?
How'd you get interested in this field?
Beauty. I love helping women beautify themselves and just helping them gain self-confidence. And so it worked.
So when they get together with you, do you like have an appointment with them at your office?
Yes. So I have a shop located at 5315 Park Boulevard, Suite 3, in Pinellas Park, Florida. 33781, and so they would set an appointment and they would come in.
And what's the name?
Say that again.
What is the name?
It's called Lash But Not Least.
Lash But Not Least. Okay, yeah. Great.
And is this 813 number the best number for them to reach you, or do you have a different number?
Yes, so it's 813-439-7498, or they can book an appointment at www.lashbutnotleast.com. And I'm also on Booksy as well, so they can also find me on Booksy.
And what do you see that women typically come to you for? What are kind of the services?
Eyebrows. So if you're wanting to save time in your day, if you're tired of drawing on your eyebrows every day, then we can tattoo them on. They last for 1 to 3 years, so it's convenient service. So it's pretty much my main two services there.
All right, Ray. Great. When's your appointment going to be?
Oh yeah, I you know, not that I'm in, not that you would imagine I'd be in the market for lash extensions, but I'm happy to network with you, and so is everybody else here, because that's how we all grow and we stay local. We support each other. So
absolutely.
Although I may not be running out there getting lash extensions just this week, but I'm certainly going to support you. What is your name?
Awesome. My name is Kendra.
Kendra.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Kendra, I'm Ray Rao. Happy to talk with you.
It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
And Kendra, I really think your name is really a fitting. I mean, that's really creative. How'd you come up with that name?
It wasn't all me, so I don't want to take all the credit for it. Mm-hmm. It was some of my coworkers and I used to work for American Express, and my last name set me up. So that's how I kind of got into it. I got tired of her standing me up, and so I was like, well, let me just go take my own lash class.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and I kind of branched off from there.
So you think you're going to go into like a little mini spa?
So I actually have a shop of my own. I had two locations. I just closed the Lakeland location due to just some convenience reasons.
Sure,
I have my own shop now. I'm located on Park. It's beautiful. Even though you don't get lashes, you should definitely come by and check it out.
5353 Park Boulevard?
So it's 5315.
5315 Park Boulevard.
15,
Park I know right Boulevard, where you're at. Three. I know right where you're at. Mm-hmm. I'm up and down Park Boulevard often. I frequent a business on 5923 Park Boulevard. It's right next. It's right down the block from me.
Right across
the street. Mm-hmm.
Are there any services men might be actually interested in?
Well, I mean, if he wear any scrubs, I also have a scrub business called Steady Flow Scrubs and Medical Supplies. And so we sell medical scrubs.
Oh.
Very nice.
I don't know what
another adventure.
Like, but, you know, medical scrubs. If you know anyone that needs medical scrubs, you can actually come, you know, there. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, you said you're a serial entrepreneur. What else?
So, I mean, a tax office, so Steady Flow Tax and Associates, a mobile phlebotomy company, so Steady Flow Medical Services. I mean, the list goes on.
Did you say taxes?
Yes.
Oh, my. Okay. Wow.
You keep busy. So
tax and books keep us
at. It keeps you busy in April, don't
seven
it?
7 streams of income. So if you got anything that I can, you know, look into, definitely shoot it my way, and, you know, I will find
okay. Wow.
Sounds like fun. All you need to one. Come in one day and just do an hour just on Kendra.
Yeah, I believe
yes,
so.
I will come
in. She'll split the
come
hour.
Come on down,
off.
Kendra.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll have to give you another name. Kendra can do everything.
Kendra can. Was that Candyman? Remember that song, The Candyman Can? Oh, it was a beautiful little tune. Kendra can. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to come in.
That would be fun. You should come in. We have a upcoming in a few weeks going to be a nice, all about powerful women, and you for sure are one of those.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
you could almost do that. You know, there's an app for that, right, Kendra? We can say, well, I've got a Kendra for that.
Yes, we got a Kendra for that. Yes.
A1 Carpet. Can we talk? I would just like to say this is my friend here. And, you know, you don't bring spirituality and stuff because, you know, what I believe is everybody has a right to worship the God of their own understanding and to give people that right. Right? But on his... bumper sticker says, Jesus is my boss. And he says, I approach each customer with the question, how would I like to be treated? I also specialize in restaurant floor care, and I serve several chains such as IHOP and others. I can't, can you read that?
Oh, here you go.
Wow, this is terrible, so unprofessional. No, you do it. Anyhow, the bottom line is that if you talk to this guy, you ever talk to someone, my friend says, I don't know if I'm allowed to use his name, but he says, when my God sees your God.
Oh, that's Ray Rao.
Right.
When my God sees the God in you, then we have a connection. That's right. The closest human connection you can get.
Right, and that's the deal with A1.
I happen to know Ray Rao personally.
Right.
I talk to him often.
Yeah, so like that's the deal, is that he... I think that is the, how do you see the speck in my eye when you got to log in your own?
You got to log in your own, right. So you got to keep your own house clean.
You ever talk to someone where you just feel a warmth?
Yes.
A goodness about them?
Yes, and I hug often.
Right, so that's with not you. Anyhow, Ray's the type of guy, he steals your wallet, but the next morning tries to help you find it.
Right, and you get a hug.
Yeah,
but anyhow, an extra $10.
It's a perk. It's a $10 automatically discounted from your checking.
A1 Advanced Carpet Cleaning, 100% customer satisfaction, odor removal, office cleaning, a truck-mounted unit, over 20 years experience in the business, and you've got several specials going on right now that you want to take advantage of. Two rooms and a free hall for $54.95, a couch and a love seat, great for watching holiday movies. $89.95, and the one that I think everybody doesn't remember to do is your tile and grout deep steam cleaning at 20% off. So call A1 Advanced Carpet Cleaning at 727-403-2726, and you know what? You'll be very happy for the holidays.
And I think this is important, the line that I almost forgot, that he says that he has the newest equipment on his truck mount system. So that's a big difference because that has a higher, it's a truck mounted system, not one like you rent that. You ever see those guys, you hire them to carpet clean and they bring in this stuff from Ace Hardware? No, not him. He has a truck mounted system and he uses the best cleaning, commercial cleaning products on the market.
A1.
A1. So everybody say the name. What's the name?
A1.
And what's the last, the next part?
Advanced Carpet Cleaning.
A1. And he's a great man. But not only not is he a great man, he's using everything of the newest equipment.
Yeah, the technology today isn't even in the carpet cleaning business, which is good to see.
So he has the highest technology. Tell us what's going on with Beacon Windows.
Beacon Windows.
We are on a roll. We keep you on track. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it.
I love that.
Yes, we are fixing lots and lots of sliding glass doors. We're doing a tremendous amount of water intrusions, which means we're taking care of the water that sneaks in and underneath and ruins the concrete.
Keep it rolling.
Yep, we've been doing that for 13 years now and got a lot of customers that are just very, very happy so that they can be safe and not have their buildings get issues with.
Sure.
Water inside.
Sure.
And what's happening with you, Ray? What's been happening in
your world?
I tell
you what, I just got... Thank you, Lizette. That's a great question because I'm full of excitement. I just got back from Pontiac, Michigan.
Nice.
One of the lenders that we use at Phoenix is United Wholesale Mortgage, and I had scored enough points with using them for a length of time that they said, hey, guess what? You're invited to Pontiac, Michigan for 4 days of training, learning, and getting to see the city and teaming up and networking. And my first thought was, where you go from Pontiac, Michigan to Florida in November, but they had a different approach, and it was more towards the, we were talking a second ago about high tech, even in the new equipment with the carpet clean. The high tech and United Wholesale Mortgage is one of the biggest lenders that we use, one of the biggest in the country. And the amount that I learned and was able to immediately transfer into my daily business was phenomenal. So I spent 4 days in Pontiac, Michigan, and Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc. They were excited to send me off, and more importantly, to have me come back.
That's great.
So.
And yeah. The same question I had for Chuck, what's a few pointers you can give somebody that's considering getting a mortgage?
Well, today the guidelines are being more relaxed. Remember 2015 when we had that episode in the economy and we almost didn't have any cereal, so to speak, in the shelves. But as a result of that, they choked the industry down, closed all the doors on the back end, the front end on the mortgage industry, trying to figure out where some of the leaks, some of the holes, and some of the imperfections were. When they did that, though, they choked it down so severely they almost clogged up the whole housing industry. So right now they're relaxing some of the terms and regulations, and they're revamping, and the industry is flowing freely now. It's much easier to get a mortgage. The technology today is in there to get a mortgage, so all you have to do is call me, 727-512-0497. I'll walk you right through a pre-approval. I have the app right on my phone. Send it right to you from my phone to your phone, and you can begin the pre-approval process and stop renting. Thank you. Awesome.
So we got Laura on the line.
Hey, Laura.
You do it.
Hi, Laura. How are you? Oh, she's not there.
Laura is not there.
Yep, she's trying to get back on, but Laura is at 727-600-2249, the perfect hair piece.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Have you been thinking about that, Anthony? Is Anthony there? No, Anthony went back to work.
Anthony's right here.
Oh, Anthony.
Oh,
there
he is. Right here.
We have a perfect hair piece, one of our vendors here that does hair pieces. Have you been considering one of them?
Not yet.
We need to get her Kendra together with Laura.
Right, lashes.
Yeah. Lashes and hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great combination.
Lash but not least.
What do you know about them apples?
How about them apples?
Is this Laura?
It's Lori, yeah.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah, well, we'd love to hear a little bit about what you do there.
Okay, well, I have Everyday Beautiful. I've been in Largo for the past 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hair replacement for like people with thinning hair or skin patients. We work with a lot of transgender people, too. That's a big thing right now. So anybody who needs some hair replacement, we got you.
Nice.
Thank you, Laura.
I would imagine you probably do quite a bit with people that are having cancer issues, too.
Yeah, no, for sure. And there's a lot of, it's been kind of a surprise for us.
What's your number, Laura?
Lose their hair. Pardon me?
What is your phone number, Laura?
727-600-2249.
All right, we're in Clearwater, Largo area. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you so much, guys. I'm so sorry we're out of time for today. Thank you, Lizette. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Ray.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, everyone, Laura and Kendra. And have a wonderful day, Tampa Bay.
Say goodbye, Chuck.
Goodbye, Chuck.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.